That was JC Stewart, Lying That You Love Me, on Phoenix FM, and I'm delighted to say that I've got JC on the Zoom right now. JC, how are you doing?
I'm good, how are you doing?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. So I guess the big question is, how have you been? How has the past couple of months been in the world of JC Stewart?
It's been strange, you know. I've kind of weirdly enjoyed it. I think I was in Ireland for most of this with my family, and then things started sort of, you could work again in England, so I came back here to my flat in London. And yeah, it's been a lot of writing, a lot of eating food, a lot of making stupid videos. Yeah, it's kind of been the height of it.
Sick. And so it's literally been a week now since the new single came out, I Need You To Hate Me. What's the reaction been like? I mean, I saw 500,000 plus streams. Obviously started off with a Zane Lowe play. It doesn't really get much better than that, does it?
Yeah, it's been nuts, man. You know, I've been doing this for a long time and I've never had anything like this reaction to a song. It's just like, it just keeps going. And, you know, we're filming a video next week, which we're just finalizing, and it's going to be absolutely mental. And yeah, it's just super exciting to have it out finally.
Were you quite excited or nervous to put it out? Because there was a lot of success on the previous single as well. Was that, did that kind of play onto your mind when you were thinking about releasing this one?
This one weirdly was, I was just excited. I've had it in my back pocket for about a year and a half. We've always thought like this was going to be one that hopefully would maybe do well. And then Lying That You Love Me kind of just took on a life of its own. And we're like, oh man, this couldn't be better. And then we had like the weird Jennifer Aniston stuff happen.
Yep.
And just, yeah, it just all kind of lined up really nicely for this to come out. And I've been more nervous after it came out than before, I think. So it comes out, you're like, oh, okay, what now? Because usually you're kind of traveling and doing promo and playing shows.
Yeah.
But I'm just in my flat being like, am I meant to do anything?
Well, that's what I was going to ask, actually, because a lot of the time when artists decide what songs to release, they maybe play them live to kind of gauge the reaction of the crowd and stuff like that. So how did you come about choosing this song to be the next one to be released?
It was just one that we've always had. And it was just like, look, it's now or never with this one. It's like, what are we waiting for? You know, let's just, if we love this song this much, let's put it out and see what happens. And it's been like sort of a fan favorite for a while. There's always messages, people being like, ask me to release it. And, you know, I'm not established enough for this to kind of affect me, luckily. I just like keep on going and just keep trying to make it happen. So yeah, we just went for it.
And what kind of inspired the song? I mean, on your Instagram, you say International Sad Boy, Official Sad Boy, sorry. Are these kind of, obviously your songs are very emotional, very emotive. Are these personal stories, personal introspection, stories about other people, or maybe just completely made up?
No, they're all real things. This actually, although it's like a bigger, poppier song, is potentially the most real lyrics I think I've ever written. It was about the end of my first ever relationship where she was going through some stuff and it really wasn't working, but I felt like a real responsibility not to just kind of leave her high and dry. So we both moved to London from Ireland as well. And I was like, if you hated me and something bad had happened, this would be so much easier if I could just leave and feel no guilt, feel no responsibility. So it's kind of all comes from that place of like dealing with mental health and the end of a relationship when you're super young and just trying to find some spark or some explosion to try and deal with it, you know?
And do you find that hard to get your feelings out in a song, or do you find that quite easy?
I find it hard to get to the place where you can do it, but once you get there, then it's super easy to write the song. It just takes a while. So it's like, if I go in and try and write a song where I don't have the thing to write about, it's going to be rubbish.
And these songs that you've released, are they part of a bigger project? Maybe is there an EP around the corner, an album maybe?
Right now, no EP. We're talking about doing an album next year, which is crazy exciting. I never thought I'd be able to do an album on a major label. It's like mental. So yeah, we just got to see how it keeps building and keeps going, and who knows what's going to happen next week. Never mind next year, you know.
That's a good attitude to have. So we've had a couple of fan questions come in. If I could just ask you those, if that's all right. So JC Stewart's Closet wants to know, what is your biggest fashion advice, influence, sorry?
My biggest fashion influence? My housemate would tell you nothing. they would say I have no influence whatsoever. But I don't know, I just kind of like wear stuff. Like, I don't know, I knew nothing about fashion until 2 years ago or a year ago, and still don't really. I just kind of wear what I like wearing. I like the sort of old 90s look in a minute, the kind of baggy jeans, stripy, colorful tops, Leonardo DiCaprio-esque stuff. But I live with a guy who's also in a band, and he's proper fashion-y. Most of the things I come out wearing, he threatens to throw in the canal. So, yeah, he helps me out a bit.
At Hayley Kit _ wants to know, what's your favourite song at the moment? Actually, I did see earlier you put on the SG Lewis even song, Chemical. Great song. We're loving that on the show. But is there any other song at the moment you're loving?
I mean, I've been just obsessed with If You're Too Shy by the 1975 for the past month.
I've got every morning in the shower, I'm just like,
just blasting it out. So it's got to be that.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. And finally, Jack Harrison Holt wants to know, obviously this question is a little bit redundant at the moment, but if you were to be able to jump on tour with any artist in the world, you know, year world tour, spend every waking moment with them, who would that be and why?
That's a tough question. Harry Styles would be there or thereabouts. He'd be pretty close. I think Hozier would be amazing. I think, who else would be good? Do you know what would be funny? Doing a Beyonce tour, just because it would be so... it wouldn't make sense whatsoever. People would be so deeply confused. That would be funny to see every night. And also, I could learn the dances ladies properly.
Yeah.
That would be Beyonce.
That's brilliant. Thank you so much, JC. Thank you so much for your time. Good luck with everything with the new single. I hope you stay safe and well and everything. Can you just introduce your new single for us?
Absolutely. My name is Jason Stewart. And this is my new single, I Need You to Hear.
You say happiness exists, but you're not sure where it goes. And you don't know how you feel, but you're getting real close. You're keeping me in the dark, but it won't be long. She says I won't like it, but I just gotta hold on. She said, I'm done with all this silence. Russian roulette, all messes. One slip, oh, I could light it. Just tell me this is lifeless. I need you to hate me, baby, in the worst way, oh. I need you to hate me, say it to my face, I'll go. Yeah. Oh, 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 say something. Oh, 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 say something. Now I'm talking to myself, cause I miss your ringtone. You say you're still around, but I'm done and I need to know. You're keeping me in the dark, but it won't be long. She says I won't like it, but I just gotta hold on. She says, say it to my face, I'll go. I need you to hate me. I need you to hate me, baby.